What's up, everybody? This is Nick Bannock, and this is the Learn Paid Media Podcast. I wanted to come out with an episode today that is mostly focused on integrating publisher conversion tracking. Now, I know I already have another episode on this, but today is really specifically going to be about Google Tag Manager and some of the new things that are coming out in Facebook ads and also in Google ads, and there's some other platforms where this is relevant too. So, Google Tag Manager. Google Tag Manager is an amazing platform. It is basically a free platform that allows you to create a pixel, put it on all pages of your website, and from that point on, when you want to go and add tracking codes or remarketing codes, whatever you want to put on your website, you basically just go into Google Tag Manager and make the changes there. It's a really cool thing because it allows you to edit tracking codes on your site, implement things like, let's say you want to do Criteo retargeting, or you want to do Bing ads or LinkedIn ads or whatever. You don't have to bother your developers and send them tags. You can just implement it all through Google Tag Manager yourself, define your triggers. If you're an e-commerce site, you can set up a data layer and actually reference your revenue values from there. You can implement Google Analytics through it, set up event tracking. There's a lot of benefits to using Google Tag Manager. So I encourage everyone to go out and learn a little bit about it, to see if it can help you and help your clients. So anyway, I was going through something recently and it prompted me to actually delay this episode a little bit because I wanted to kind of special record it and then release it after I had a chance to kind of go back and test this again. So I was going through an account the other day. It was actually the day that I was going to record a different podcast and produce it, but I just decided that this was a more important thing to get out to everybody right now. Facebook released a newer Google Tag Manager integration that's different than their old one. So if you go and you actually search for Facebook Google Tag Manager integration, you'll find a lot of articles that tell you that you basically implement the pixel on all pages, and then for the specific thank you pages, you implement a custom HTML with the standard event tags. So what you have to do instead of doing that is you actually go through, you create the Facebook pixel, and then you choose Google Tag Manager now, and what it will actually do is set up a basically like events interface that allows you to load up your website, navigate around, and take specific actions, and then define them in Facebook as standard events. It's really cool because it allows you to actually create them, and then it does all the tagging for you automatically through Google Tag Manager. So this is a really amazing thing because before, your best options were set up the pixel and then define your conversions based on the URL itself with the custom conversions. But that is kind of a shitty system because a lot of times you'll get duplicate conversions. It's not very good. It's really just kind of a way to get things up quickly. And it's not like the best way to go. The standard events give you a lot more information and Facebook just encourages you to use those when you can. So this allows you to kind of go through the events and set it up in a way that is just a lot easier. So what I did, for example, I was going through an e-commerce checkout, and so I set up an event for basically initiated checkout when I actually went and added to the cart and then went to the checkout. I was able to define it as initiated checkout. They had add to cart. I was able to define add to cart when I added a product to my cart. And so then from that point on, the coding was written so that whenever a product was added to cart, it would trigger that standard event. And I barely had to do anything. I just had to navigate through my site. Then I actually did a fake transaction. And the cool thing with the fake transaction was I started to go through and define the revenue that happened with the standard event of purchase. So what I did was I actually had it capture the revenue from the initiated checkout that was in the cart and defined, and then push it through to the purchase event upon successful completion. So instead of having to go and write some custom code that then grabs the revenue off of the thank you page and uses a data layer and all that, I was able to actually capture the revenue on the initiated checkout and then push it through on the successful purchase. And it will also make it so that on this particular site, we don't have to worry about like somebody removing something from their cart and then getting to the checkout and all that. It's not like it's going to, you know, mess up the revenue, because the way that this checkout flow works, they have to go back to that page before they convert anyway. So it actually does work. Tested it. I know that it's not going to like report invalid revenue or anything like that. So really cool thing. It was so much easier than any other process I've ever went through with getting the Facebook pixel installed. So this was in one of my ad accounts that I was working on. It was one of my newer ad accounts. So I think that this might not be rolled out globally. I haven't seen any news on it. I haven't seen anything like that. The help articles on Facebook don't mention this workflow. But I wanted to let everyone know that it seems like they're rolling it out to newer accounts, and it will probably become a pretty standard way that they go about doing things in the future. So the Google Tag Manager integration is really cool with Facebook on these newer accounts. And even on the older setup was also great. So either way, Google Tag Manager for Facebook is a cool way to go. Now with Google Ads is a really interesting thing because Google Ads and Google Tag Manager, it's a little bit of a different setup. You go into Google Tag Manager and you create what's called a Google Conversion Linker to run on all pages. So you create that, and then you go and create your pixels, and it's very easy because all you have to do is take the pixel IDs and labels and then the Google Ads ID and label on those pixels and then basically implement that as a Google Ads conversion tag in Google Tag Manager, and then you just define your triggers. And a trigger is just, you know, page URL or an event or things like that. And that's one of the nice things that I've found with Google Tag Manager. Sometimes you have a client where they have some kind of weird conversion event. There's not a thank you page or whatever. It's something that's really not standard. You don't want to do it as a button click because there's some issues with that. You want to do something like successful form submission, some kind of weird Ajax event or whatever it is. Google Tag Manager has built-in ways of capturing that with triggers. Like you can trigger it to capture that a form submission happened on a specific page URL, and you can actually have that as like your success page and fire the pixel. And then when you do it and you set it all up, you can then preview your container in Google Tag Manager, go to the website, reload the website, and you can actually go through the conversion events that you're setting up, and it will tell you if the tag's fired. So you can actually debug everything before you go live. And you can do this all yourself without the help of a developer a lot of the time. Of course, there's times where you're going to need a developer to help you with certain things. So I'm not saying that it eliminates all needs for that. Of course, you're going to have some scenarios where your developer can help or they can log into Tag Manager and do it. But also, if you're having a hard time with some really custom integrations with Google, Google Ads, if you call them, they'll actually get a technical team person to get on the phone with you. They'll log into your Google Tag Manager account and they'll actually write code in there for you to make things work for you for conversion tracking and remarketing and stuff like that. And they'll do it for free. And they, as long as you have Google Tag Manager on your site, they'll do it. And you can actually have Google set up tags for you if it's relevant to the Google Ads platform. So I wanted to let you know that as well, because I've done that process over time and I forgot to mention it, I think, on a previous podcast. So Google Tag Manager is really just a good thing to have on your site. Even if you're not using it right away, you could have it installed on your site and you'll find some use case for it in the future. Maybe you test out LinkedIn advertising, which, oh, that reminds me. LinkedIn's Google Tag Manager integration is actually fucked up. So this happened to me recently. I was working with a client and we were trying to implement LinkedIn tracking. They have a Google Tag Manager integration where you choose like the LinkedIn tag that they have. And the problem is, the LinkedIn tag wasn't actually working in Google Tag Manager. So then what we did was we actually took the LinkedIn pixel and implemented it as a custom HTML tag in Google Tag Manager, and then it worked. So wanted to let you know, there are some funky things like that here and there, but a lot of different companies have built Google Tag Manager integrations that are very, very easy and direct. And then if they don't, you can always use a custom HTML tag and just paste a pixel right in there and then still use it through Google Tag Manager. So a lot of times that works really well. So I've done that with like Bing ads tracking, for example. You just set it up as a custom HTML, trigger it on all pages, and then you're done. It's set up. Rather than having to go and set up the universal event tracking and have it on all pages of the site and send it to your developer and have them have to deal with it. So look at using Google Tag Manager because it's going to save you a lot of time. It's going to make you more valuable in what you do with paid media. It's going to help you understand the conversion process better too, which is hugely valuable for paid media. Like if you understand your clients or your business's conversion process, you understand the checkout, you go through it. One, you're going to pick up on things that you might not have thought of before that maybe are bottlenecks in the conversion process that you can then talk about improving, work with the teams to improve. Two, you're just going to have a better idea of what's actually firing, if there's any issues and all that, so that you just kind of put that to rest, because you don't want to be running campaigns and have some busted tracking and then think that you're doing a bad job when you're actually doing a good job. So use these things. Go through this Facebook process. I want to hear from everybody if they're seeing this in their accounts. Basically, what you'll do, you'll go into your events manager in Facebook and check your account. See if you have this new setting where you can actually go through and test the different conversions and all that. You do have to be an admin on the Pixel. So that's an important thing that I realized when I was going through this workflow. You can't, even though I was an admin on the ad account and an admin on this page, I actually created the Pixel myself, and then it said that I wasn't the admin of it, and I had to have my client make me the admin of it so that I could actually go through the workflow and create it all. So once you do that and you know that you're an admin on the Pixel, on the ad account, then you can go through and you can actually see if this events manager setup works, where it actually lets you load up the pages and define it, and it gives you like this little kind of menu, this little Facebook menu sits on top of the page and lets you define what things are going to be different events, standard events from Facebook. So anyway, I want to hear from you if it works for you when you go through this integration. I also want to know if you have any questions on Google Tag Manager. It can be a little daunting at first, but it's an amazing platform, and I hope that all of you are using it. All right, until the next time, I'll talk to you soon.